All right, I'm joined by Aaron Arthur from the Comox Valley Ringette Association. I'm going to ask you straight off the bat, for someone who's possibly never, ever heard of ringette, how would you describe it?
Well, I would say that it's similar to ice hockey, even though other ringette players probably don't like me starting that way. But it's on ice, 5-on-5, 2 goalies. And instead of a hockey stick with a blade, there's a straight stick. And it's a rubber ring that you use. And you have to pass it over each blue line. And then, obviously, try to score on the opposing team.
So it's kind of similar to hockey, but it's different. And obviously, the excitement and the energy is still up there the same, right?
Yeah, they call it the fastest sport on ice because there's no body checking. So there's a lot of movement. The ring goes back and forth on the ice. In fact, in some levels of ringette, you have to get it up the ice and shoot on the goal within 30 seconds.
Whoa.
There's a lot of impetus on moving and teamwork.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, when you say that there's no hitting either, that a lot of parents are going to be happy and say, hey, you know what? Maybe my kids should get involved in this if there's no hitting.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely means that there's less injuries and concussions and things like that. But also it's nice because it does just speed everything up and everyone's involved in the play. So
the Comox Valley Ringette Association is actually the only ringette association on the entire island?
It is. We would like to change that. We're trying to get the word out all over the island to get some more associations started. But in the meantime, our little association has grown quite a bit. And we now have 4 teams here in the Comox Valley.
That's awesome. What age range?
Starting at 5 and going up to what we call the Masters team, the under 99 team. So I think our oldest player is 60.
You're saying that there's world championships, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And 2 of the players on our Masters team actually went to the world championships in Helsinki last year.
That's so cool.
I know. That was
they must have been
cool.
Pretty excited, eh?
They were, yes. Yeah. And so there's 5 teams at the World Championships. And that's the other thing. Not that we're working on that, but in the world, trying to grow ringette, because once we get a few more countries involved, then we can have it at the Olympics.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So who won at the Worlds? Like, how did Canada do?
Oh, Canada and Finland are always in the finals together. Nobody else even comes close.
Nice.
And Canada has lost to Finland the last 4 or 5 years, or championships.
You know why? It's because we haven't had enough people from the Comox Valley out playing ringette to get on that team, right? And go to finals.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. We got to get more ringette players out on the ice at age 5, and then we'll have some world championship players in a few years.
All right, so you guys are having a very special event this weekend.
Yes, we are. Come try ringette, and we'd like everyone to come out and check it out. And
Try ringette,
yeah.
Yeah, I love the name for it.
Yeah.
It says everything in it right there.
Exactly.
Just like that. So that is happening this Sunday at Sports Center 2 on Vanier Drive.
Yes.
And is it free to get in, or what's the deal?
It's free to get in. We've got the skate rental place that's open, but all the rentals are paid for by us. And we will have sticks and some equipment. People just need to bring warm gloves. If they've got little knee pads, that's always nice for the kids in case they fall.
A helmet.
And a helmet. Yes. Yeah.
Cool. And so you guys will have the sticks as well?
Yeah, we'll have the sticks and the rings. Okay, essential.
I was totally picturing someone just in their garage right now taking the hacksaw to their hockey stick.
Well, and it is quite a different tip on the stick, too. We have had players come out with their hockey sticks cut off, and they find it's pretty difficult to get the same shots and the same
really?
Power. Yeah. There's actually a ribbed end on the ringette stick.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would know that if I was to attend the Come Play Ringette on Sunday.
Yes.
So how can we learn more? Do you have a website we can go to?
ComoxValleyRingette.com. And there's a lot of details about the association, the teams, and also the upcoming Come Try Ringette event.
All right. Well, thank you, Aaron, so much for joining me. If you want to find out more, of course, there's the link right down below this little audio clip here, or you can always give me a call as well, 250-703-2538.